Jeremiah chapter 39. In the ninth year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the tenth month, came Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, and all his army against Jerusalem, and they besieged it. In the 11th year of Zedekiah, in the fourth month, the ninth day of the month, the city was broken up. And all the princes of the king of Babylon came in and sat in the middle gate. Nergal-Sharezer, Samgar-Nabal, Sarsekim, Rabsaris, Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the remainder of the princes of the king of Babylon. And it came to pass, when Zedekiah the king of Judah saw them and all the men of war, then they fled, and they went out of the city by night, by the way of the king's garden, by the gate between the two walls. And he went out the way of the plain. But the Chaldeans' army pursued after them, and they overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho. And when they had taken him, they brought him up to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, to Riblah, in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And then the king of Babylon killed the sons of Zedekiah in Riblah before his eyes. And also the king of Babylon killed all the nobles of Judah. And moreover, he put out Zedekiah's eyes and bound him with chains to carry him to Babylon. And the Chaldeans burned the king's house and the houses of the people with fire and broke down the walls of Jerusalem. And when Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive to Babylon the remnant of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away that fell to him with the rest of the people that remained. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left of the poor of the people, who had nothing, in the land of Judah, and gave them vineyards and fields at the same time. Now Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, gave charge concerning Jeremiah to Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, by saying this: Take him, and look well to him, and do him no harm, but do to him even as he will say to you. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, sent, and Nebushashban, Rabsaris, and Nergal-Sharezer, Rabmag, and all the king of Babylon's princes, even they sent, and took Jeremiah out of the court of the prison, and committed him to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, that he should carry him home, and so he dwelt among the people. Now the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah while he was shut up in the court of the prison, saying this: Go and speak to Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, Understand, I will bring my words upon this city for evil and not for good, and they will be in the day before you. But I will deliver you in that day, says Yahweh, and you will not be given to the hand of men whom you are afraid of. For I will surely deliver you, and you will not fall by the sword, but your life will be for a prey to you, because you have put your trust in me, says Yahweh. End of chapter.